Steven is a Rifle resident and person of color who attended both Black Lives Matter demonstrations in Rifle last month. He says he'd like to attend future demonstrations in the area, but after experiences protesting in town, he says he doesn't feel safe or welcome. On June 2nd, after attending a candlelit vigil in Rifle in honor of George Floyd, Steven says he was followed on his way home. Here he is speaking to Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hagee about the incident.
The truck was pacing me as I was climbing the hill and entering the neighborhood, all the while kind of waving his middle finger and yelling at me through the window.
Steven was worried the man was carrying a gun and eventually hid behind a parked vehicle. He later told the Rifle Police Department about it. Rifle PD told the Mountain West News Bureau this was an isolated incident, but if Steven feels threatened again, to call 911.
Steven told KDNK that when he heard about a second protest in Rifle planned for June 19th, he was at first hesitant to attend. But he felt the issue was important enough that he put those concerns aside and joined protesters anyway. As previously reported on KDNK, motorcyclists lined up in parking lots along the path of the Black Lives Matter march, revving engines in a coordinated effort to drown out chants, and filled the sidewalk with thick exhaust fumes as protesters marched by. Steven says he came away from that day feeling like counter-protesters and those riding motorcycles wanted to send the same message as the person who followed him home on June 2nd, to not speak up in the city of Rifle. His next step was to submit a public statement to Rifle City Council meeting on July 1st, asking the council to condemn the behavior he believes is illegal and that he describes as a pattern of escalation.
You know, the motorcycles were one specific instance, but just this attitude that if you disagree with someone politically, you can show up and make as much noise as possible, even to the point that it would cause pain and, you know, potential trauma to the children present, just because you disagree with them.
Steven's statement asserts that the behavior of counter-protesters violated multiple municipal codes, including the noise ordinance, and disrupting a lawful assembly. He says by using noise and caustic exhaust as a weapon, motorcyclists crossed the line from free speech to breaking the law. But Steven's statement never made it to the public comment period because Steven says he felt uncomfortable with the submission requirements outlined by the city clerk. She told him that he would need to provide an address and a full name and that the information would be read out loud during the meeting. Here he is reading part of the statement for this story.
Does our city condone such unilateral escalation if it is in clear violation of the Rifle Municipal Codes? What would the city say to the peaceful protesters whose hearing and breathing were compromised that day, as motorcyclists were allowed to leapfrog the peaceful demonstration from parking lot to parking lot in broad daylight, at times on city property, and in full view of police officers? How will the city demonstrate to the diverse coalition who came out that day that their rights, health, and safety will be protected in the future?
Steven says he was willing to share his address with the city clerk to verify his residence, just that he didn't want it to be read out loud during the meeting. He also hoped to keep his last name confidential. Ultimately, Steven's request was denied by city staff, who insisted that not only did he need to submit the information, but that it would be read out loud during the meeting. If he wouldn't agree to that, then his comment would not be read. Rifle Mayor Barb Clifton told KDNK that providing a name and address can lend weight and credibility to public comments, especially since April, when staff first started accepting comments by email due to COVID-19.
So that's been what our city clerk has told anyone who wants to now call in or email in, is that they have to give their address. And I know that, and some people don't even want to give their full name. That is not really the nature of public comments.
Since mid-April of 2020, Rifle City staff has received and read 4 public comments during council meetings, all of which were submitted by email. In every case, staff did read the first and last name of the person who submitted the comment, but they did not read any addresses. Looking back further, through November of 2019, those who have submitted public comments have not been required to read their addresses during the public comment period. Lou Colby also lives in Rifle and attended the protests on June 19th. She also wanted to submit a public comment, so in order to have it read, she complied with requests to submit an address. Like Steven, Lou Colby asks the council to acknowledge and publicly condemn the alleged illegal behavior of motorcyclists and counter-protesters in Rifle on June 19th.
We do not want people to be afraid to come to Rifle, afraid that Rifle has been commandeered by radicalized forces fomenting animosity, dehumanization, disenfranchisement, and bullying of persons not adhering to their beliefs. Thank you for the opportunity to express my concern.
That's Rifle City Manager Scott Hahn reading Lou Colby's comment. He begins by making sure to read her address out loud into the record. The sound ends with City Council moving on to the consent agenda. Colby's comment is not addressed.
Okay. Well, thank you for that comment. The next item, consent agenda. Consider approving.
All comments submitted by email prior to July 1st also received acknowledgement from the mayor, council, or staff during the meeting. Mayor Barb Clifton says the council doesn't usually make statements condemning behavior of people in the city. Instead, she suggests some alternative ways citizens can make their voices heard.
You can certainly meet with our city manager if you have some concerns about the way, you know, the town's being run. You can certainly meet with our police chief if you have concerns, which I think were more his concerns, and talk about what happened and why and what he feels, you know, needs to happen. Those are all options for people. There are a lot of options to get your comments to us if you are not comfortable stating your name and where you live. So,
Mayor Clifton also says she understands why in situations like this, people might be hesitant to provide an address, and says that City Council will discuss the subject during their next meeting.
I think people will need to say whether they live in the city limits or not, and maybe just give their address to the clerk, you know, but not have it part of the public record.
Right.
We're going to discuss that at the next meeting because I do get that.
The mayor of Rifle also reached out personally to Stephen, who sent his comment directly to City Council members.
I mean, I respect the mayor taking the time to do that, but I still think that more needs to be done to make people feel comfortable raising their voices in Rifle.
Rifle Mayor Barb Clifton says council and staff are willing to meet with anyone, whether they'd like to submit comments publicly or privately. You can find City Council and staff contact information and view City Council meetings online at rifleco.org. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.